Ahoy there, How Not to Sailors. Bradford here. And if this is your first visit, you are totally not going to get much out of this one. Just go back to episode 1, or at least back to episode 38. But who am I to tell you what to do?
Yeah, it's Buck Hopper from Oklahoma. I want to party.
So Buck Hopper from Oklahoma wants to party, and he's not the only one, following up on the teas I've been dropping the last couple of episodes about having another How Not to Sail Zoom party.
Bradford.
That sounds like our friend Captain Boomies. And she sounds a little hungover or something.
I'm a little hungover.
But why would that be?
It's because you didn't say anything about a party in the final episode of the season. And so I threw my own party. Probably going to keep doing that until you tell me about the party. Ahoy, hoy.
So, in the interest of preserving our friend Captain Boomy's health, I'd like to be able to give some more details about the upcoming Zoom party, which is a thing. However, I don't have the date yet. What I do know is, just like last time, easy for me to say, we're going to have some giveaways and stuff that everybody can participate in. Correction, everyone who is RSVP'd once I put up the link can participate in. And like last time, we'll have some special opportunities for our patrons. Now, in case you weren't there or you were drinking heavily or whatever, the reason that we need you to RSVP is so you can get a ticket number for the raffles. Also, it's nice for your host to be able to plan things. Of course, we'll have some cool guests like we did last time, which presumably includes Captain Boomies, if she's not hungover. All right, so just kill the music. I may have a tendency to go a little overboard on the production sometimes, and since this is like an informational update episode, I need to not do that.
Also, you should think about coming to the Annapolis Boat Show.
Easy now, Captain. We're going to get to that.
Cheers.
Hey, Bradford, it's Bill from around the corner.
This is Wayne calling from over here in Beaufort, South Carolina.
Cary Granger here.
Hey, Bradford, this is Francine and Jim.
This is Scott from Siesta Key.
My name is Tad, and I would love to hear more at a listener party that you announced.
As you can hear, we got some great responses on the How Not to Sailor hotline at 770-458-3838. A lot of people saying, yes, I want a party. And as usual, some confused people.
Yeah, I was calling about barnacles. I got these barnacles all over everything, and I was scrubbing those barnacles, and I just walked out from it.
If you can't remember the hotline number, it's at hownottosail.com under the contact tab, not to worry. I would love to hear from you, not just about the party, but about anything. Well, anything to do with sailing.
Ahoy, How Not to Sailors, Pirate Dave here. If you take a brand new pesticide sprayer, fill it just full of water, pump it up, and you have yourself a personal mister.
Sure, why not? Most of the How Not to Sailor hotline messages we've been getting are actually about the party or the podcast.
I am a relatively new sailor and recent listener to your podcast. I just love everything that's going on there.
And I never get tired of that.
Thanks again for all the work you do putting up podcasts. Love it.
But you can also let me know if you got a beef with anything I've said or any bad advice I've accidentally given, any technical problems with the website or whatever you like. I just like to hear from you.
And you should think about coming to the Annapolis Sailboat Show this year. Just saying.
Okay. So it looks like I'm going to the Annapolis Boat Show this year. Thanks to the good offices of Captains Boomies and Christian. I'm not sure exactly which days I'll be at the boat show or which locations within the boat show, but I'm guessing I'll be in the vicinity of the Latitudes and Attitudes booth at some point, particularly when they're throwing a party and such. If you've met me for long, you know I'm not a big fan of large crowds, but for things like this, where there's going to be How Not to Sailors there, I will definitely make an exception. I'll have more information on the Annapolis Boat Show when it gets closer, and in just a moment I have a little information on some projects I've been working on. But first I have a little more information on the upcoming Zoom party. And as usual, I need to thank our awesome Patreon patrons, including our newest crew, Carrie, Tad, Tal, and Alan. Thank you, and thank everyone who has joined the Patreon crew. As I mentioned, I think, in the last episode, this is a great time to join because, like I did last year, everyone who RSVPs to the party gets a virtual ticket number for the drawing, which I keep in a little spreadsheet, and those who are patrons get extra tickets based on whatever Patreon level they choose, and we'll have a special patrons-only meet-and-greet with a special guest before the main party like we did last year. Guest to be announced. And we'll probably have a couple of trivia questions also for prizes. I've mentioned this before, but of course you don't have to be a patron to be a How Not to Sailor. I very much just appreciate you listening and telling your friends about How Not to Sail. We've almost reached a point with the Patreon crew that the monthly pledges almost equal about a third of the new exhaust elbow I had to buy after episode 40. It's a very good thing to be able to defray the cost of some of these fun learning opportunities I've had the last couple of years, and to share some of those lessons with you. And of course, Patreon helps me keep a handle on how well I'm actually doing with this crazy thing, and how much time and resources I have available each month for production. But the reason I decided to start a Patreon channel was as much about how much it tends to create this feeling of extra tribalness, if that's a phrase. Some folks just want to contribute in a pecuniary way to How Not to Sail, and if that's you, then who am I to tell you what to do? But whether you're a patron or an avid listener or just somebody who decided the first episode you heard was good enough for you to listen to another one, I appreciate you. My thinking for the Zoom party this year, as it was last year, is that I want to do something special for the patrons. But I also want to do something for everybody that's listening and that RSVPs to show up for the shindig. I'll be posting the RSVP link at hownottosail.com shortly, and again, the reason for RSVPing is so you can get one or more of those ticket numbers, virtual ticket numbers that go in a little spreadsheet. Then, during the party, I have a little computer program that's like one of those little raffle barrel drum things, but virtual, and I will pick out some of those numbers for prizes. Like the Grinch said, I'll fix it up there and bring it back here. What could possibly go wrong? Finally, in case you're wondering what I've been up to, the answer is a lot, as usual. One thing I've been working on lately is a couple of audiobooks. I'm not sure if they're quite publicized yet, so I'm going to be judicious, but I'll just give you this sample as a hint. Once again, that night I awoke from my nature call, and once again, believe it or not, Eugene was sound asleep on watch. Now I was pissed. I knew there had to be a lot of traffic, and this was really a dangerous place to be in a small sailboat. I grabbed my 45 AMT hardballer and cocked it. I walked through the boat and up the companionway. He was sound asleep. At first, I seriously considered doing something I knew I would regret later, but common sense took hold of me. I stood there for a minute with the gun cocked in my hand. Then I put it about a foot away from his ear, aimed out to sea, and pulled the trigger. Can you tell whose book that is? If not, no worries. I'll be following up with more info as soon as it's about to pop up online. Meanwhile, stay tuned to the podcast for more info on the Zoom party and the Annapolis Boat Show. I should have all the back-end web stuff for the party sorted out shortly after this podcast airs publicly, so you should be able to go to hownottosail.com/party to RSVP. As a matter of fact, you can find everything How Not to Sail at hownottosail.com. So if you're telling a friend about the podcast, especially if they're not hip to podcasts, just send them to hownottosail.com. Thanks again, see you soon, and as always, I'm going to leave you with a little soundbite. Actually, I'm going to leave you with two How Not to Sailor Hotline messages from Bill and Captain Boomies.
Hey, Bradford, it's Bill from around the corner, but you probably knew that by my non-professional radio speaking voice. Irregardless, I would very much like to have another Zoom party, so let's make it happen. Talk to you later.
Ahoy, hoy! This is Captain Boomies, and I wanted to tell you that I'm throwing myself another party because you still haven't announced your party. That's the sound of my party. I don't know if you could hear that, but I'm stressed out about it. When is my party? Your party. Not my party. I'm taking it over, though. Also, you should think about coming to the Annapolis Boat Show. Cheers.